أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن أول بيت وضع للناس للذي ببكة مباركا وهدى للعالمين. With regard to the great virtues of Kaaba Sharif, what was mentioned yesterday also, that Allah Ta'ala made it هدى للعالمين. Allah made it a means of hidayah for the entire universe, all the universe, not only one realm, all the different types of realm. The other aspect of it, besides what was explained yesterday, is that Allah Ta'ala's rahmat pours down on the Kaaba Sharif all the time, 24 hours every moment on Rauza Mubarak and Kaaba Sharif. Allah Ta'ala's rahmat pours down all the time. And then whoever is making namaz anywhere in the world, especially all the masajid and the women making namazes in their homes, from there, from the Kaaba, then that barakat, that hidayat, that rahmat spreads to all those places. Whoever then frequents the masjid and comes to the masjid, and we just tune into the Kaaba. That is what we lack, we don't do. Like at this moment, the sound waves of all radio stations are in the air. Whether it is Voice of America, whether it is Radio China, Radio Pakistan, all the radios, their sounds are in the air. But we are not tuned in, so we don't hear. If we tune in to any of those radio stations, then we'll hear what is being broadcasted on those radio stations. Like that, the sounds are the barakat, the rahmat, the hidayat, the security, all the goodness of Kaaba Sharif is in all the masajid and all the women who are making namaz at their homes. But we don't tune in, so we miss out completely. If there's a very good bayan carrying on, a very good Quran Sharif tilawat, but we didn't tune in, we must it out. So like that, we are making namaz 5 times a day. We come to the masajid, but we don't tune in. We don't think of the Kaaba Sharif. We don't think that our legs are facing the east and the west. We don't even face towards the Kaaba. So how can we get the barakat of the Kaaba? But they are there. They are all the time in the air. And that radiation is taking place all the time, and it's going throughout the world. And then if we do tune in, and we do take the benefit of the Kaaba Sharif, then after namaz, we should go straight to our homes or to our business places, workplaces, take that barakat there. But we spoil it outside the masjid. We have our little groups, we start discussing, and what we had earned, we destroy there. We start making ghibat, we start talking of dunya. Instead of taking that barakat back home, back to our business places, we destroy it here. So in that way, the same way the woman, when they are making namaz at home, and they did tune in, and they did get the barakat of Kaaba Sharif, after that they must not destroy it by making ghibat now, by fighting with the husband or with the children, ill-treating them or any wrong thing. Keep that barakat that we have got and perpetuate it. Increase it more, make our zikr, our du'as, etc., and we perpetuate it. So this is another great, great fazilah of the Kaaba Sharif, that Allah's all rahmat descends there, and from there it's distributed to all the masajid of the world and all the ladies who are making namaz at home. On one occasion, Haji Ahmed Nakhuda Sahib, rahmatullah alayh, his wife told him that I dreamt that when you come from the majlis of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, you bring for me wonderful food from there and you give it to me to eat. So he asked for the interpretation by Hazrat Shaykh, what does the dream mean? Hazrat Shaykh said, it's so very clear and open, you come here and you get all the barakat which is here, the zikr majlis, the ta'aleem majlis, and then you go home and then you distribute it, you share it with your family also. So like that, we as men coming to the masjid, we should take this barakah. First of all, we don't take it by not tuning it. We don't think of Kaaba Sharif, we don't direct neither our bodies properly, neither our heart do we turn it to Kaaba. Our heart is everywhere else in the world. It is not by Kaaba Sharif. So we don't get all that. And if anyone, this fortunate soul, tunes in, then we go and destroy it outside. So this is another very great barakat of the Kaaba. Allah Ta'ala says it is Mubarakan also. All that barakat also you'll get. It is hudan also. All that hidayat also you'll get. All the opportunities are here. One of the names of the day of Qiyamah is Yawmul Hasra, the day of sorrow. On that day we will see that what opportunities we had and we let them go by. If a person had an opportunity on Black Friday to make a purchase at a very cheap price, but he missed out, he'll be so sorry. What is that? That is nothing. Yeah, we are given this opportunity all the time of taking of the great barakat of the Kaaba Sharif, of the Quran Sharif, of all the things of deen, but we are just passing by. And that is the case of us who are coming to the masjid. We are not speaking of those people who are not coming to the masjid. We are coming to the masjid and we are not taking the benefit. We are losing out completely. So the day of Qiyamah, then we'll be ever so sorry. A group of people were walking and they got lost at night. And they landed in the middle of a very, very dangerous jungle. But they did not know. They came across some stones there, very precious stones, diamond, nuggets, on the floor, not even have to be mined. You don't have to dig and take them out, they were lying on the ground. So some of them thought, we are lost, we are carrying our baggage, where are we going to still carry stones now? Somebody says, thought, let me take 1, 2, somebody 5, 10, somebody 20, 30. And they carried on walking. In the morning they came out in the village where they were supposed to go. And explained to those people this happened. They said that it's such a dangerous jungle, so many wild animals and crooks have made it their hideout, etc. Terrible crooks. None of us ever dare go there. Though we know those diamonds are there and they are very valuable. You people did not know you got lost. And you didn't know that those diamonds, those who picked up 1 or 2 stones, they won't be happy, they'll be sad. Those who picked up 20, 30 also will be sad. And those that didn't pick up, how sad won't they be? Just like that, we are passing our life and we've got these diamonds of akhirat to collect. And we are passing by, not collecting them, going empty handed. Then how sorrowful will a person be on the day of Qiyamah? So this great barakat of Kaaba Sharif, Allah make it that we realize and take the full benefit of it, which is freely available for everyone. We don't have to be a alim, a hafiz. We don't have to be rich or poor. It's not a matter of being man and woman. For everyone it is wide open. But we are depriving ourselves. May Allah give us tawfiq and take the great advantages which Allah has provided for us. Wa akhiru da'wana.